If you enjoy this audio and you'd like to support the project, you can now do so and get 50% off an annual subscription to my Patreon, where you get a ton of bonus content plus early access to audio in your podcast feed. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/girlonthenet and use the code WANKER at checkout. This is an audio recording of the blog post, The Way He Touched Another Guy's Dick, read by Girl on the Net. It's sponsored by a company called Hot Octopus, whose product features in this blog post. It's pretty hot. If you listen to the end, I'll give you a discount code for it. It's hot when two girls get off, but it doesn't work the other way around. Excuse me? You know, like women watching a guy play with another guy's dick. It doesn't have the same effect. I have had this conversation too many times. Far too many times. There's a longer blog to post another day about the fact that straight guy sexuality is so tightly woven into our culture that often dudes struggle to get their heads around the fact that they can be objects of lust just as easily as their subjects. But I'll bore you about that another day. For now, in response to the person who said this to me, allow me to describe an interaction so hot that it makes my toes clench, even just remembering it. There are two guys in this picture. Ignore me or anyone else who might be around. Just focus on them. They're chatting, occasionally laughing, making soft, quiet conversation, while one of them rubs the other guy's dick. Not vigorously, you understand. It's not at that stage yet. It's exploratory and tentative. The guy who's rubbing is fully clothed. Black t-shirt just tight enough that I can see the outline of his shoulders. The other one is sitting back in a chair, dressing gown open at the front, dick semi-hard. He's watching what the second man does with a half-expectant smile. The clothed guy squirts lube into one of his hands and then rubs them together. I can only see him from the side, but I can see that he's smiling, focused. He raises an eyebrow as if to say, "May I?" Then, on receiving a nod, he slides both of his hands round the other guy's cock. Quick, gentle, and so skilled. He works with such swift precision that just thinking about it makes me grin and bite my lip and rub my thighs together with joy. Both of these men are straight. That shouldn't make a difference, but it does. Because so much about sex is in the atmosphere. It's not always about the act itself, it's about the motivation. Not what you do, but the way that you do it. The skill and the companionship and the tentative, "May I?" They're all greater than the sum of their parts, because I know that this may be the only time that that's happened for them, in exactly that way, at exactly that moment. That is the hottest thing I have ever seen. That one motion. Lubed up sticky hands sliding down another cock with expertise that he practiced on his own. The slight movement in his shoulders, leaning into the stroke, the tension in his muscles as he gripped. That moment. There was more afterwards, every bit almost as beautiful. When he pulled out a couple of sex toys, a masturbator I think, and definitely the pulse that I mentioned at the start. He was demonstrating on the other guy's dick, showing him what went where, how fast to move it, which buttons to press to turn it on or up. Teaching. Controlling. Holding. Stroking. Not love as such. Not lust, really. Just skill and the desire to share it. Knowledge of exactly how good this toy felt and the need to impart it. His lube and hands and that other guy's dick. Ah. I've written this very badly, and I'm so, so sorry. But when I think about it, I can barely think at all. I can just feel an ache and lust and burn up with a need to replay it again and again in my head. Ah, so when you ask if I enjoy watching two guys, when you ask if it's the same as what you feel when you see two women getting naked and wet together, My answer is, you tell me, do they make you feel like this? The sex toy that features in that blog post is called the Pulse, by a company called Hot Octopus, who I love to pieces. It's basically a masturbator that has a vibrating plate on the inside of it, which sits right up against the frenulum on the underside of your cock. And it sort of sends vibrations through the head of your cock and then all the way down to the base. I've used it on more than one guy and I really love it. And so I work sometimes with the company. They very kindly sponsored my blog and gave me a bit of money to help me make some more of my posts into audio porn. So I love them very much for that. They've also offered me a discount code. If you want to buy the toy that features in this story, the Pulse, I can thoroughly recommend it. If you'd like to buy it, if you go to their website, hotoctopus.com, and use the code GOTN20, GOTN20, then they'll give you 20% off, either a solo, which is the one that I described, or a duo, which also has an external vibrator, so that while someone is using it on their cock, you can rub up against it, which is also obviously excellently sexy. So yeah, use the code GOTN20 for 20% off at hotoctopus.com. And of course, if you'd like to hear more audio porn, go to girlonthenet.com/audioporn or support the audio porn project at patreon.com/girlonthenet.